Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The White House has sent Congress the Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA. That's the free trade deal between the U.S. and six Central American countries. Now a 90-day process begins where the House and Senate must decide whether to approve it. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. And John, tell us what's in this trade agreement.
Well, you know, this is shaping up to be one of the big political battles of the summer. It's a deal negotiated more than a year ago between the U.S., Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. It lowers quotas and tariffs on $32 billion worth of annual trade between those countries. It's taken a while to generate enough congressional support. The White House is selling it as good for U.S. exporters, but as part of the deal, the U.S. would have to lower barriers to imports of sugar and some textiles from Central America. And that's one reason that CAFTA may run into some problems.
Yeah, so I take it the domestic sugar and textile lobbies don't like this deal?
Yeah, that's right. The White House has tried to win over the support of the powerful sugar lobby by promising to limit sugar imports until 2007. But it hasn't been enough, which means that the White House could lose some crucial Republican support in the South and the West. CAFTA is also under attack from unions and environmentalists and Democrats for not doing enough to protect worker rights and environmental standards. So the administration is trying hard to keep its support from the right wing. In sending the package to Congress, President Bush pitched CAFTA as not only good for trade, but good for stemming the flow of illegal immigrants.
If you're concerned about immigration to this country, then you must understand that CAFTA and the benefits of CAFTA will help create new opportunity in Central American countries, which will mean someone will be able to find good work at home. Someone will be able to provide for their family at home as opposed to having to make the long trip to the United States.
John, what happens to CAFTA now?
Under fast-track trade authority, Congress can't amend trade deals, so it's just an up or a down vote, and it'll probably come sometime this fall. And the administration has some other bigger trade deals waiting in the wings, so if this relatively small agreement falls short, trading partners around the world are going to wonder whether the U.S. will be capable of cutting any trade agreements in the future. Coming up later on Marketplace Today, as the Supreme Court's term ends, activists and interest groups are raising money, lots of it, to fight the expected battle over the choice for the next Chief Justice.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Madeline.